Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Who says you can't baste your bird with Mountain Dew Code Red?
Good morning, KFI. Neil's not here. This is Turkey Truth. Because it's your kitchen, and we're not going to let Big Cuisine tell you how to cook.
Yeah, good morning, KFI. I don't know who Wayne Resnick is. He's not here this morning. Neil's not here this morning. You got me to tell you the truth about Thanksgiving. I know you're all looking for cooking tips, and I'll take your calls if you've got the guts. 1-800-520-1534. We're not going to push Big Cuisine's agenda today on the show. We're going to give you the truth that they don't want you to know. And I want to start off by talking about this. Everybody in the lamestream cooking media is dissing the plastic pop-up timer. Every turkey comes with a free timer that tells you when it's ready to eat. But people want you to go out to places like Sur La Table and Williams-Sonoma and buy an $80 laser thermometer to cook your turkey to, quote, perfection. But let me ask you something. Why are they trying to tell the turkey when the turkey's done? The turkey is the quintessential American bird. None other than Ben Franklin said the turkey should be the national bird of this country. You want to know why? Because the turkey is fiercely independent. Some people say turkeys are stupid. Just like your liberal friends around the Thanksgiving dinner later today are going to tell you that you're stupid. But you're not stupid. You're a patriot. And the turkey is a patriot. And patriots know what they want. And the turkey knows what it wants. And the turkey knows damn well when the turkey is done. So I say to you this Thanksgiving, you let the turkey decide. You let the turkey pop up that little plastic timer. You take that $180 MIT design thermometer and you throw it in the trash. And while we're talking about these turkeys, let me ask you something. How come Big Turkey, I'm talking about Cargill, I'm talking about Butterball. Who's that cuck trying to interfere my show? I'm talking about Pilgrim's Pride. Oh, what they have done to the phrase Pilgrim's Pride. I can tell you something right now about Pilgrim's Pride. When the Pilgrims had the first Thanksgiving, their turkeys were not the girly birds of today. With the big old breasts and the scrawny legs. Back in the day, true turkey doesn't skip leg day. But over all these years, they've tried to make these turkeys into women. We want bigger breasts on our turkeys. Meanwhile, those legs get scrawnier and scrawnier. And what has that led to, ladies and gentlemen? It has led to a generation of children that don't know what they are. If we don't know that a turkey is a strong, virile man, how are kids today supposed to know? If they are strong, virile men who are going to go work on those construction sites, or if they are beautiful women who are going to keep that house clean and full of food. Now, I'll be happy to take your calls, your food questions. 1-800-520-1-KFI. More real truth coming at you straight ahead. This is Turkey Truth. She is Amy King. Good morning. It's KFI AM 640. Bill Handel Show. Bill's off today. What the hell was that?
It's crazy, right?
First of all, I'm surprised they had that much security on a holiday in the building.
I've never seen that many security guards ever.
And I don't know what happened. I was coming in late. And so I get here and they're dragging some guy out and he's screaming, I'm red-pilled and ready to roast. That was weird. In any event, so I'll be hosting here on Thanksgiving Day. You may be wondering, where's Neil? Traditionally, for the last few years, Neil Saavedra, the Fork Reporter, has been here on Thanksgiving to talk food and answer your various Thanksgiving meal preparation calls. And I'm just going to tell you the truth. And please don't write the station and say I'm violating HIPAA laws, because I'm not violating HIPAA laws, because I'm not a healthcare provider to Neil. Neil yesterday had gum surgery. And if I understand it correctly, they did one of two things. They either grafted gum, like new gum material, onto his existing inadequate gummage.
I've had several people I know had that done. Like, they take it out of the roof of your mouth.
Oh.
Yeah, because they got to have it from somewhere.
Yeah.
And they just kind of lay it along the bottom of your teeth here. And it...
And they do they sew it to the existing, or they just put it there and it grows together?
I don't think they sew it. I might be wrong. I'd have to go...
That's okay.
It seems like they just place it there and it kind of melds in there.
Or the other thing it might have been is where they puncture what's there with some, it's like a hook or something, and they pull it down.
Like a fish?
Yeah, sure.
Hook
in
like a
in
fish.
Any event, you know, he is not in a condition to speak at length for at least a couple of days. And so that is...
You know, I've heard of people going to great lengths to get out of working on a holiday, but mm-hmm. I just think this is a little extreme. Just saying.
I think it's legitimate. Have you ever seen his gums?
No, I have not.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but he's been operating with a gum deficiency. He's got like 60% of the gums that a person should have. But now he's going to be, you know, he'll have full gums again.
That's good. And, you know, like I said, I know several people who've had it done. Just, you know.
Yeah, well, this is what I want to know. Why are all our gums trying to hide from our teeth? Why are they all trying to run away from our teeth? I heard my dentist said if you brush too hard, this can happen where the gums will recede away from the bottom of your teeth.
Oh, great.
Because you're too aggressive.
Are you an aggressive brusher? I am.
I think I was, but then I switched to the electrics, the current crop of modern day contemporary electric toothbrushes. Well, you know. And so you don't do anything. The beautiful thing about them is all you do is hold it. You just place it in each spot and it does all the work.
Ultimate lazy person thing.
Well, I would like to say, I would prefer to think it's the ultimate efficiency of dental hygiene.
Yes.
The fact that I don't have to do anything is just a little bonus. It's not the motivation for doing it.
Uh-huh.
And I even read that if you get the ultrasonic one, I think Philips Sonicare, I'm not promoting anything, but it uses ultrasound or some kind, that it can get to stuff beyond the tip of the bristle, that the waves can actually penetrate another, and I don't remember the distance. It's not like, hey, it can get plaque 3 feet away, but it's like a millimeter or something beyond the tip of the bristle. So it can clean out stuff from a place that the bristle's not even touching.
Hmm.
In any event, I don't know how many of us have, you know, proper gums or how many of us need to go to Dr. Cunning like Neil did, but that's where he is. This is the new modern scourge of society, is people not having enough gums. But I'm not going to go on a rant about that. So let us say the traditional Thanksgiving good mornings. Amy King, gobble, gobble.
I can't gobble back to you, apparently, because girl turkeys don't gobble. We just learned this.
The gobble is the male mating. Is that a mating cry then that the male turkey has?
Didn't say, but it just
said. Is
that
the equivalent of catcalling? All those turkeys gobble gobbling, they're basically like, hey, baby, hey, baby.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Ew.
Yeah.
Well,
females cackle, purr, and yelp.
They do what?
Cackle, purr, and yelp.
Female turkeys purr?
Apparently.
Mm.
I don't make this stuff up, Wayne. I just report it.
I've never heard it. If anybody can find me audio, legit.
Oh, I'm on it.
Legit audio of a female turkey purring. I would like to hear it. I would like all of us to hear it. Good morning. Tyler, gobble, gobble. That's not a purr, though. That's you.
He's a guy. He can gobble.
He is a guy. Alex, gobble, gobble.
Purr? Purr, purr? Well, I don't know. Well, because cats purr, and I don't want to do a cat meow.
Right? Purr. I got to tell y'all something, and I don't want to be controversial this morning because it's Thanksgiving. By the way, we're going to try to have as light of a show today as possible. There's a couple of things we have to talk about because it's big, big, big news, but mostly, you know, we're just going to have some fun, whatever. So I don't want to push buttons or anything, but I got to tell you, man, animals are crazy. All right, let's get a news update from Amy King. And then when we come back, turkey. Everybody's calling today Turkey Day. But where did that word even come? Why are they called turkey? And how is it that the word turkey now is used for a whole bunch of other different reasons? There's a whole other bunch of meanings to the word turkey besides that bird that so many of us will eat today. This is KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Good morning. Bill Handel's show. Wayne Resnick sitting in on this Thanksgiving. Neil Saavedra could not be here this Thanksgiving to talk about food with you because he had gum surgery yesterday. They had to go in and remove the 40 pounds of chewing gum that stayed in his stomach all these years, just like his mom told him it would. Tyler.
Wait.
Are you trying to suck up to Dave Grohl this morning?
I'm a big Dave Grohl fan. If he wants to call in and voice some appreciation, I wouldn't hate it.
Okay, because you're definitely throwing a lot of Grohl content in the
man can jam.
Today. He can. I'll tell you what, though. He has a potty mouth, and I don't like that. Gets out there on stage, Foo Fighters. And he's so enthusiastic and they're such a good band and everything. And then he's with all the cursing all the time. Everything is a curse with that guy. Why? Why does he have to do that?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for you.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really bother me all that much.
All right. Well, can you play some bumper music by bands that don't work blue?
Sure. Okay. Sure I can.
Appreciate that. Hey! We were talking about, Amy King brought this up, that female turkeys don't gobble gobble, but they do yelp, cackle, and purr. Is that what you said, Amy?
You are correct, sir.
Okay, and I thought I've never heard a turkey purr before, but we have found it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now going to play. This is a very quick one-round game. I'm going to designate Amy King as the contestant, if you don't mind. And we are going to play turkey or cat.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Number one.
Oh, that's a cat.
You are correct.
Yeah.
10 points. Turkey or cat?
What is a turkey?
All right, but you did hear it purring a little bit there.
Yeah, you hear the little purr, but you
there
don't
is
hear
a purr.
A little yip there, too.
Okay, and one more. Turkey or cat?
Is it kitty?
Yeah, it's the same. It's the exact same thing I played for number one. Ah, 3 for 3, 30 points.
Woo!
You win...
a new car.
One of these massive candy canes that are decorating the tree in the KFI studio. You may take one of those home for your own enjoyment.
No, I may not because they are zip tied to the tree.
Oh, well, what you have won is the permission to cut that zip tie and take it, should you be so inclined.
It's a lovely
candy permission. You've won the permission granted by me. Whether or not I actually...
have the authority to grant that permission.
That's a separate question. I'm giving you the permission.
All right. Thank you, Wayne.
Now, we have another game to play. But you know what? We're going to have a break here in a couple of minutes. So I don't want to get into the game until the next segment. And you can play along at home with this next game. I'll give you a little hint. It's called Gobble Gabber Gable. And we'll be doing that in a couple of minutes. But while we're waiting, here are, according to the New York Times, 17 main dishes for your Thanksgiving meal that are better than turkey. Man, this New York Times does not know how to stay out of controversy, do they?
Mm-mm.
All right. They claim any of the following would be better than a turkey on your Thanksgiving table. Ready?
Got it.
All right. Number one, roast chicken with maple butter and rosemary.
No way.
Beef Wellington.
Ooh.
Oh. You're thinking about it.
Got to be thinking about a little. Beef Wellington, are you kidding me? It's delicious.
Yeah, it's a very fancy dish, in my opinion. Although my mom used to make her version. This is totally true. This was her version of Beef Wellington. I mean, she wasn't being pretentious like, this is my version of Beef Wellington. But I think she called it like Easy Beef Wellington or something. And instead of being an actual roast in there and then the mushroom and or pate paste that you put over the roast and then the homemade flaky pastry that you wrap around it, she would basically make a meatloaf. It was ground beef, and then she would put those, take the crescent rolls from the can that you smack against the counter and it pops open, mm-hmm, and lay that over the top. And I will tell you something. Obviously, it was not Beef Wellington. It was very good, though. It was one of my two favorite meals that my mom would make for us.
Sounds delicious.
It was. It was really delicious. Okay. How about, instead of turkey, vegetarian shepherd's pie? I'm going to retch right now.
What did you say?
Vegetarian shepherd's pie. It's a meatless Thanksgiving centerpiece. Has the mashed potatoes baked right in. French green lentils are the cornerstone of this hearty pie. Ugh. Okay, no. Lasagna instead of turkey.
You know what? People just need to get over this. It's Turkey Day for a reason.
How about this? I'm sensing a trend. Number 7, vegetarian mushroom Wellington.
Gross.
Number 9, mushroom pot pie.
Mushroom pot pie?
That's what I said.
All right.
Don't wear it out. Potato and radicchio tart, which they call a stunning tart. I don't want to be stunned by my food.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, and I don't mean to be gross or anything about factory farming, but it is my food who apparently at some point in the process gets stunned. All right, let's get another news update from Amy King. And then we're going to play here on the show a very great Thanksgiving game.
Ooh, another game?
That I kind of stole, by the way. So I will give attribution. And you can play along at home, and it is called Gobble Gabber Gable. We'll explain it all. This is KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Amy King with news. KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you. It's the Bill Handel Show. Wayne Resnick sitting in. Neil can't do it this year. He had gum surgery yesterday. And that's in their mouth. And you need your mouth to talk. Are you guys ready to play our Thanksgiving game?
Yes.
All right. This is a game. Now, I stole the core of this idea from my best friend's brother, who conceived of this game for their Thanksgiving get-together. And I've repurposed it a little bit. But just so you know, Brett, I stole this from you because it was a good idea. So we are about to play, and you can play along at home, Gobble Gabber Gable. I will say a fact, and you have to determine if it is a fact about the North American wild turkey, a talk show host, or Hollywood legend Clark Gable. Here we go. Amy King. Oh, Amy King is recording something for the other stations. Hopefully she'll be able to join us. All right, Tyler Whitman, you are up first. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You're playing for 12 points. Here's your fact. Often referred to as the King of Hollywood. Gobble, Gabber, Gable.
I'm going to say Gable.
Ding, ding, ding. You are correct. 12 points for you. All right. Alex Razzo.
Yes.
Are you prepared?
I was born ready.
Okay. Here is your fact. Real name, Meleagris Gallopavo.
Oh, I hope that's Clark Gable.
Oh no, that's the scientific name for what we commonly call the wild turkey.
Darn.
Yeah.
Sad trombone.
Oh no, I'm so sorry. Amy King.
I'm ready.
Are you ready
for
to play Gobble, yep. Gabber, Gable?
Yep.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Born in Brazil.
That's it?
Yeah. Born in Brazil.
Gable.
Oh, no.
Can one of us steal?
Sure. Let's have anarchy.
Wait a second. That only happens on The Voice.
You can steal. No, go ahead. You can steal.
Yeah. It's Gabber. It's Bill Handel.
That's correct. All right. However, here's how the points work. 12 points for the correct answer, minus 25 points for
Wait,
being a thief.
Hold on a second. Oh,
so Alex goes into negative territory.
Yeah, she had an unfair advantage.
All right, round two, Tyler. Now I mix up. If I keep going in the same order, you'll know what I'm talking about. Obviously. Came to the United States via Spain.
I'm going to say Gobble.
You are correct. Good job. All right, Alex Razzo.
Got to dig myself out of the hole.
Trying to be, yeah, very kind of a felon right now. Awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1992.
Is it a Gobble?
You think a wild turkey?
Well, they get pardons.
Was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Well, the president pardons them
in 1992. No, Johnny Carson was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1992.
I wasn't born then,
of course.
But I didn't want to get the minus 25.
Gabber. Hmm?
I would have said that, but I didn't want to get the minus 25 points.
I'm with Amy on that one. Yeah, I'll just sit over here and watch Alex
self implode.
That's okay. All right, final round. Amy King.
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Did you get that reference?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to have a good one. Okay. Prefers hardwood and mixed conifer hardwood forests.
Okay, I just heard Alex laughing from about 200 yards away in another studio.
I did too, right through what is supposed to be soundproof walls and glass. I heard it too. Prefers hardwood and mixed conifer hardwood forests.
Gabber.
Oh, and I got the laughs. Okay.
Wow. No, that is the
that was wild, a handle?
The wild turkey prefers hardwood and mixed conifer hardwood floors.
I thought you were going to say handle likes hardwood floors.
Oh, no. Forests. Well, the winner is Tyler.
I don't feel like I won.
Who did not?
That's a very hollow victory, Tyler.
You, look.
Did he get any points?
Yeah, he did. He got 24.
You won the way the 1972 Dolphins would win playing against Sissonville High School from Sissonville, West Virginia.
Yeah.
But you still won.
Well, thank you.
So congratulations to you, sir.
Thank you so much.
I'd like
to thank the Academy.
There's no Academy.
My mom.
There is a mom.
My wife. And Wayne, thank you so much for hosting this amazing
show. Oh, thank you so much. All right, now, when we come back, Aaron Katursky from ABC News is going to join us live from the 95th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's actually kind of what we remember it being this time after being very different last year. Aaron can explain all of that. This is KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.